next on the 5 o'clock report.
It's just been brutal heat.
It's sweltering.
Folks, get your video on that. There's just been an incident here.
This is a very simple case.
I take the Prime Minister of Israel at face value.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Mark Webster. The misery expressed by those folks has plenty of company. Tens of millions of Americans feeling the heat of record high temperatures like this guy in Oklahoma.
It's triple digits. I mean, we're dealing with decades high temperatures.
Meteorologist Craig Allen says the current U.S. heat wave covers a lot of territory.
The worst of the heat, all the way from the western parts of the state of New Mexico, it goes right on into the western sections of Texas. It's as far north as portions of Kansas, and it extends east into the Tennessee Valley within the heat advisory.
And it's not just the U.S. suffering. As Vicky Barker tells us, it's a London broil across the Atlantic.
British rail officials have now closed down two national rail lines. The warping tracks weren't built to withstand this kind of heat.
Faced with record-breaking temperatures, we have to make some very difficult choices.
In a country where few have air conditioning, Brits have flocked to beaches and riverbanks with some tragic consequences. Four people have drowned during this heat wave after plunging into dangerous waters.
Yeah, the heat wave has claimed 1,100 lives in Spain and Portugal, where temperatures hit 116 degrees last week. Some of the U.S. heat wave is making its way into the Family Life listening area. There are some heat advisories posted for tomorrow. Details from meteorologist Kevin Williams later in this newscast. Some unexpected excitement at Nevada's famed Hoover Dam today.
Folks, get your video on that. There's just been an incident here.
My goodness, something's just blown out.
Officials say a fire has been put out at the Hoover Dam after an explosion this morning. No word on what caused it. Black smoke seen pouring from the bottom of the dam, captured on tourist video like you heard there. No injuries reported. Multiple Democratic lawmakers among those arrested at an abortion rights rally outside the Capitol this afternoon. Those taken into custody by police, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Veronica Escobar, Ayanna Pressley, Jackie Speier, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Capitol Police reported that a total of 16 lawmakers were arrested. Fox News congressional correspondent Chad Pergram says it's one of the largest mass arrests of congressional reps in some time.
Another thing that is interesting is the U.S. Capitol Police, unlike almost any other law enforcement agency in North America, they do not release the names of who they arrest. In fact, they did not release the names of the Colbert Nine who were cleared of charges yesterday.
Pergram says a source tells him that's because those same reps are the bosses of Capitol Hill Police and that their employers wouldn't like it much if they released their names in an arrest report. The demonstration comes more than 3 weeks after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and ended federally protected access to abortion. Opening arguments up next now that a jury is in place for the contempt trial of former Trump chief strategist Steve Bannon. He was found in contempt of Congress for ignoring a subpoena from the January 6th House Committee, which former U.S. Attorney Joyce Vance says makes for a simple case.
This is a very simple case. Bannon received a subpoena. He refused to comply with the subpoena.
Bannon criticizes the committee for being one-sided with their witness selections.
It's time they start having other witnesses. They can give other testimony other than what they've been putting up.
Bannon calls the hearings a show trial. Another House panel is looking into the economic impacts of deadly mass shootings. A supermarket in Buffalo, of course, the scene of one such shooting in May. Mayor Byron Brown says that attack can perpetuate other problems.
This event has the potential to harm Buffalo's already economically disadvantaged Black community and further grow inequality.
Texas Democrat Al Green opened the proceedings, calling the impacts of those mass shootings devastating to communities. Spending on back-to-school supplies is expected to tie a record $37 billion this year. A survey by the National Retail Federation shows families with children in grades K through 12 plan to spend an average of $864 on school items. The NRF says that'll match last year's record as parents get ready for the upcoming school year. COVID cases up sharply in Europe and parts of the U.S. over the past 6 weeks, but Dr. David Edges says the good news is that the bulk of those infections don't seem to be severe.
We're not seeing in the U.S. or in Europe really a significant number of patients going in ICU or going on a ventilator.
The BA5 subvariant of Omicron keeps spreading across the U.S. quickly and has been known to reinfect those who previously got the virus along with those who have been vaccinated. Russian President Vladimir Putin visiting Iran today with a meeting scheduled with the Iranian Supreme Leader in Tehran. Putin also meeting with Turkey's president. One agenda item discussing a deal that looks to resume Ukraine's grain exports through the Black Sea. The meeting comes as Iran is saying it now has the needed materials to build a nuclear weapon. Retired U.S. General Jack Keane tells Fox News a treaty with Iran isn't going to stop that.
Take the Prime Minister of Israel at face value when he says there is nothing that we're going to be able to do through negotiations, the JCPOA, the old 2015 nuclear deal, to stop the Iranians from their desire to have a nuclear weapon.
Keane says only a credible military threat against Tehran can derail their nuclear ambitions. Staying in the Middle East, despite government support, Christians are under attack in Egypt again.
It's a nation of contrasts. The government is generally friendly toward Christians, certainly not seeking to persecute them. But the majority Muslim population attacks believers on a regular basis. The latest incident took place outside of Alexandria. A mob set fire to buildings and cars in a mostly Christian neighborhood surrounding the Church of Michael the Archangel. Coptic Christians make up just 10% of the Egyptian population and are constantly under fire.
Michael Harrington reporting. And finally, a pair of robotic dogs is on patrol at Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota. Officials announced Chappie and Atom will help provide security and will assist with hazardous materials incidents. The Minot Daily News says the robot dogs are a first for all units at an Air Force base. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, an encouraging gun violence trend in Buffalo. Did Cuomo contemplate a spring comeback? And a Pennsylvania presidential visit coming up this week.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Here's the call for an isolated shower thunderstorm this evening in parts of upper western and central New York. Elsewhere and otherwise, it'll be a fair night tonight, but a muggy night. Low temperatures mid-60s to the low 70s. Hot, steamy tomorrow, some sunshine. High temperatures upper 80s to the middle 90s, cooler near the shores of Lake Erie and Ontario. A couple of thunderstorms will roam the area tomorrow night and Thursday. Otherwise, on Thursday, variable clouds and sun. Still humid. High temperatures in the 80s to near 90.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Now checking the stories making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. A new report claims Buffalo has had the biggest drop in gun violence among New York cities. Buffalo Police Captain Jeff Rinaldo.
You cannot have just a law enforcement answer and a community answer. It has to work in tandem. And anyone that tries to operate in a bubble, the program just won't work.
Pastor James Giles with Western New York Peacemakers tells WIVB.
We were making a conscious decision to come out more. The community police were coming out more. And so that always has an impact on the level of violence that takes place in the community.
The numbers are based on incidents from January to March of this year. And those numbers are probably of no solace to the family of 40-year-old Akita Houghton, who was found shot to death in a car in the town of Tonawanda after being reported missing. She leaves behind a 7-week-old son in an area neonatal intensive care unit. While there have been no suspects in that slaying, her mother tells WKBW she suspects her daughter was the victim of domestic violence.
My daughter was a beautiful, creative, smart, bright young lady. She had a big, loving heart.
Anita Houghton says her daughter was about to leave an abusive relationship when she was gunned down. She hopes other families will be alert to the signs of domestic abuse.
Make sure that when you see the red flags, that you get some help for yourself. My daughter saw the red flags. We all make mistakes, but she was ready. She knew she wanted to get out.
Mrs. Houghton says, quoting here, "Cowards are born every day. It takes a real man to be a hero." There's evidence former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is trying to make a political comeback this spring. That story from Scott Pringle.
The New York Post got a hold of records that show Andrew Cuomo paid a pollster $93,000 on May 31st. A source tells the Post that Cuomo was trying to understand the landscape in the Democratic primary and the general election in the governor's race. Cuomo has remained quiet in recent months. A source tells the Post, though, he's keeping his options open. Cuomo resigned last summer following sexual harassment allegations. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Pennsylvania now. President Joe Biden will make an appearance in Wilkes-Barre on Thursday. According to a press release from the White House, Biden will give remarks on building on the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act to further reduce gun violence and save lives. The White House has not yet released specific details on a time and location. Pennsylvania continues to be a major producer of natural gas, and some state leaders want more transparency and information from the oil and gas industry. We get that story from Family Miami Life's Brandon Dixon.
Proposed bill from Democrat Chris Rabb would expand the reporting requirements for shale gas companies. The legislation requires oil and gas drillers to detail the cost of fracking operations on local communities. This includes everything from water disruptions to non-disclosure agreements to the impact the shale gas industry has on infrastructure. It's doubtful the bill will advance to the full House in the GOP-controlled General Assembly. Critics say Pennsylvania's natural gas industry is already regulated enough. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Right, thank you, Brandon. The Pennsylvania Department of Education has released a strategic plan to recruit and retain educators in Pennsylvania. The 50-step strategy developed after conducting feedback sessions across the state. The Department of Education says the plan sets forth ambitious goals related to five educator workforce focus areas. According to the Department of Education, 10 years ago, roughly 20,000 new teachers entered the workforce each year. Last year, that number dropped to just 6,000. And Pennsylvania officials are warning business owners about a scam making rounds in the state. Get that story from Family Life's Brian Query.
Jeffrey Johnson, the Secretary of the Department of Revenue, says businesses in the Commonwealth have been receiving threatening letters that appear to be from the department, but they are, in fact, a scam. The letters have the Department of Revenue's name and logo included on them and ask Pennsylvania business owners to turn over their accounting records that could include sensitive information that scammers could use. And though the letters may appear real, Johnson says the letters are not, and in fact are missing several key components. Letters have begun with "Dear Business Owner" instead of an actual business name and have no return address. Business owners are advised to be on the lookout. Brian Query, Family Life News.
All right, thank you, Brian. That brings us to your nightly market report, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Tracy Lynn.
Stocks closing sharply higher on Wall Street. Solid earnings reports sparked a broad rally with the major indices posting their biggest gains since June. Tech shares and bank stocks were among the top performers. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 754 points. The S&P 500 rose 105, and the NASDAQ climbed 353 points. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Details are available at ambassadoradvisors.com.
This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Proverbs 10:4 reads, "A slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich." I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. We always want to help our children, but at the same time, we don't want to encourage our children to have a slack hand. That sometimes leads to tough decisions. It's tough to say no to your kids, but at some point you just have to. Continuing to support adult children who should be able to support themselves only leads to more dependence. So you may have a weaning process ahead of you. You might begin to give incrementally less to your adult but still dependent child. Or you can set a deadline when all financial help will stop. Either way, you're likely to experience some bumps in the road, but the payoff will be well worth it. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, moneywise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
All right, still to come on the 5 o'clock report, proof that age really is just a number.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A sultry night is ahead tonight. It'll be a steamy day tomorrow. Classic midsummer dog day weather. Here's the call for an isolated shower thunderstorm this evening in parts of upper western and central New York. Elsewhere and otherwise, it'll be a fair night tonight, but a muggy night. Low temperatures mid-60s to the low 70s. Hot, steamy tomorrow. Some sunshine. High temperatures upper 80s to the middle 90s. Cooler near the shores of Lake Erie in Ontario. A couple thunderstorms will roam the area tomorrow night and Thursday. Otherwise, on Thursday, variable clouds and sun. Still humid. High temperatures in the 80s to near 90.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Several heat advisors have been posted for Wednesday all around the listening area, so just remember if you're going to be out there, cover up and hydrate as well. Finally, at 5, think you're too cool for school or maybe too old? Well, you ought to have a chat with Giuseppe Paterno. It might help if you speak Italian, though. At age 96, he graduated a couple of years ago with an undergraduate degree in history and philosophy from the University of Palermo. Impressive enough, but he wasn't done. Now he's added a master's degree in those same subjects at age 98. It's Italy's oldest college graduate, got top marks too, pounding out his term papers on his favorite old manual typewriter. Now he plans to use that same beat-up typewriter to hunt and peck his way through writing his first novel. No doubt he's got some interesting stories to tell. Class dismissed. That's the world we live in for Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Mark Webster, Family Life News.